You're listening to The Grow Show with me, Gary Jones.
Hey folks, and welcome to this episode, this very special episode of The Grow Show. Now, I am joined today by the mindset technician himself, Cros Crosley, where we're going to be talking about mindset, about his journey, and actually some of the lessons that you can implement in your life straight away. So, Cros, thank you so much for joining us on The Grow Show today.
You're more than welcome, and I think I'm a little bit warmer here than you, Gary.
So where are you actually recording this podcast from?
I'm in a place called Citrusdale, which is a beautiful spa just out about 2 hours north of Cape Town. And the sun is beating down, and everything's lovely in life.
And I popped onto your Facebook profile to kind of see some lovely pictures of you kind of standing next to signs and kind of enjoying the scenery. And when we did the test yesterday to make sure the connection's right, your backdrop just looks fantastic. So, yeah, compared to my backdrop, where it's a little bit dreary, but hey, you've got to do what you do.
That's it.
You do. So, Cros, you know, for the people who don't know what you do, in a brief 30 seconds to a minute, kind of describe yourself and what you're up to at the moment.
Right. About 30 years ago, my life turned upside down. I'd been very successful in business, and I had a multi-million dollar company. And overnight, we haven't got time to talk about what happened, but overnight, I lost that business to someone I loved. And when it all went wrong, I had trouble putting things into place. And I tried to get back in 5 minutes what had taken me the previous 25 years to earn. I sold everything and had $250,000. And that, to everyone else, was a lot of money. But to me, I thought I was skint. So it was a case of I didn't know anything about sort of reframing and looking where I was. And as much as I knew about business, which I'd studied everything, I'd been all over the world listening to seminars and everything. And it's also the great thing about self-development is it always works when things are going well.
Agreed.
When things are going bad, it's almost bloody impossible to make it work. And that was my journey, was I had to find out how to make it work because I was in trouble. And to cut a long story short, I invested the $250,000 into something that I shouldn't have done. I took 2 years then to go absolutely skint. And that is where I learned how to make these teachings work when you're under stress and when things are going wrong, which is the power of it. Because everyone's read all the books, everyone's seen all the videos, everyone's done everything. But in my experience, people cannot make it work when they are stressed or anxious. And that is what I do, is I get people to be able to make it work. When they're in that situation.
So you've said loads of different bits that we could spend hours and hours talking about then. But the big thing for me, and when the reason why I wanted to get you on today, was obviously we've got the coronavirus and, you know, going around, and I don't think anybody knows exactly what's going to happen at this stage. We're recording this on Wednesday, the 2nd, the 18th of April, I believe it is. Could be the 19th of April, the 18th of April. So on Thursday or Friday, or whenever you listen, a couple of months down the line, it could be completely different. And I read your book, Tell Us Another, probably in August, after seeing you in different kind of guises, online, on doing Facebook Lives, and on different podcasts before that. And that was one of the key bits that I took away from the book, was you can't make bad decisions while you're stressed. That was, it's a simple, it was one of those kind of penny drop moments. You know, you don't realize that you're stressed and you can't make good decisions while you're in that state. Why? I've been on a few courses and I've done a few kind of bits about self-development, and I've never heard it said that way. Why haven't we heard about this before?
Well, I think a lot of people that teach self-development transfer what they've read in a book and they try and put it into words. Now, there's nothing wrong with that, but you need the experience. You need, it's no use reading a book on boxing.
No.
and then being put in the ring with someone who's going to belt you around the ear hole. It mm-hmm. don't work. You've got to do the training, you've got to do the sparring, and you've got to get in the ring then prepared. And that is the unfortunate thing about self-development. Everything that I teach now and everything that I talk about, I've experienced. And the things you learn with experience will never lose mm-hmm. value. And so when someone says to me how they feel, I say, I can identify with that. And I sometimes say, I go into Crosby's archives and they tell me what's wrong. So I tell them a story that's just a little bit worse than theirs. I say, so, you know, there is a future, there is hope.
Mm-hmm.
And we move on. And that's one important thing, Gary, especially with today. When you are in a stressed, anxious, depressed mood, the only thing that will change it is hope. All the time that you abandon hope, it's almost impossible, even in today's situation. Let me just read you something very quickly.
Different.
Okay. Now, at the moment, we're all sort of moaning about, and as you say, this is on Wednesday the 18th, whatever the day is, and there's all the doom and gloom. Now, how about this? China has closed down its last coronavirus hospital because there were not enough new cases to support them. Doctors in India have been successful in treating coronavirus with a combination of drugs used, and they're going to suggest the same medicine globally. A 103-year-old Chinese grandmother's made a full recovery from COVID-19 after being treated for 6 days in Wuhan, China. Apple has opened all 42 stores in China. Cleveland Clinic has developed a COVID-19 test that gives results in hours, not days. Blah, blah, blah. Korea, the number of cases is declining. Free Maryland coronavirus patients fully recovered and able to return to everyday life. Now, where's that in the mainstream media?
Yeah, right. So true.
So the thing is, what to all your listeners, there is hope. Okay? Every single thing that has happened in your life that you've looked and thought, this is the biggest hurdle ever, and we've all had them.
Mm.
This is the biggest hurdle ever. Where is it now?
Mm-hmm.
In the past. Now, all I can say with my hand on my heart to all your listeners is the result, okay, you will find it easier to get to the other side of a problem if you put a vision there of hope, right? If you put a vision there of depression and things going wrong, of loss, right? Then that's going to make the journey through it, because we will get through it. It may not end up as the result we want,
No. But
we all think we're on this journey alone. If I lose everything I've got, you'll lose everything you've got. So we're all the same. There's, you know, it's a great leveler, really.
Yeah.
There's no one immune to it, and big investors and everything. So what you've got to do is you've got to reframe, Gary. Mm-hmm. Okay. That's the first thing to do, because it's no use trying to get through this based on the information that was out that suited you 6 weeks ago.
No.
It's a different world. So yeah. Reframe. You're not starving. However much they want to tell you, there's enough food. It's just that some silly buggers are going and storing it all up and making themselves a target, because if things really do get tough, people ain't going to walk by your lovely store of food and say, oh, they're lucky they've got food. What are they going to do? They're going to come and get it. So don't buy into that, right? That panic mode, right? And we're in a situation now. I lost my thread a little bit there. But we're in a situation now where we're all in it together.
Mm-hmm.
It just said me interconnect connection's unstable. Are we all right? Can you still?
We're still good. Okay. We're still good. Okay. We're still good.
Right, lovely. So we're all in this together.
Mm-hmm.
And whatever happens, we will come out the other side. And whatever has happened to us on that journey through has happened to everybody else. So it's all going to be level pegging again at the end, you know. And mm-hmm. Listen. I can't sit here and say, I'll think positive thoughts and smoke dope and sit under a banyan tree and everything will be all right. That's not what it is. The world is totally different today than it was a month ago.
Mm.
All right? But it ain't all bad.
No.
it's not all bad. No one is knocking on your door saying, get out, you're going to be homeless. Mm. You're not starving. You've got water. You've got clothing. You've got heat. At this point in time, that's reframing. Mm-hmm. So you reframe now and don't think of the possibility. Listen, prepare for the worst, but expect the best. Preparing is not wrong. That's not being negative. That's being sensible, mm-hmm. but expect the best. But don't reframe to where you are now. If you reframe to where you think it's going to end, you're going to make this a very difficult journey for the next few months or however long it lasts. But reading that list of things, and I could have gone on, and that didn't take long to compile.
No, right? So I spoke to one of my colleagues, one of my clients a couple of days ago, and we were saying exactly the same thing. There are good news stories out there, but they're being overshadowed and not being reported. And that's what we need to kind of look at, because, okay, I love your idea of reframing, and that for most people will be a simple light bulb moment, brilliant. But there's going to be businesses out there who are putting loads of stuff in place at the moment, maybe being proactive, kind of reactive rather than proactive, and actually looking at some decisions in that stress mode. Mm. For those people who are in those stress mode and thinking, well, actually, I can't reframe because it's too much. Mm. What do you say to those people?
Well, listen, the thing is, you see, that if what I teach was easy, I wouldn't have anything to do, would I?
Just say, true story, yeah.
Gary, this is all you got to do, and that's okay, because that's what it says in the book. But you see, the thing is, you need guidance, and sometimes the journey, sometimes when I work with people, it can take 2 months to put them in a frame of mind where they can accept the information I'm giving them.
Yeah.
Because, you see, if you watch a film and you're all stressed and you look at it, that's the worst film I've ever seen. But 6 years later, you watch it again and life's all rosy. What a lovely film. Same film, different mindset, right? So that's exactly what's happening now. All that's playing out is a film. Mm-hmm. How you see it is up to what's going on in your head, right? So, and all these things are difficult because they all fly in the face of common sense. Mm-hmm. You know, picture the future being rosy. Oh, don't be so bloody stupid. You know, it's not going to be rosy. It's going to be terrible. We're all going to be starving. We're all going to be thrown out on the street in rags. We're all going to be homeless. And we'll go, oh, what a great film to watch that is. Right?
Yeah.
So we've all got the ability, and however hard things are now, we know that things will get better. Mm-hmm. That's the only positive.
Yeah.
Right? Out of it all, things will get better, because things cannot carry on. And there's an old saying, it'll be all right in the end. And if it ain't all right, it ain't the end. Right?
Yeah.
Okay. So that's the thing. Now, all the information that we talk about, and as I say, with my clients, a young lad contacted me in November last year. Mm-hmm. He had a huge business, and someone invested in it and then called in the loan to send him bankrupt. That happened. He could hardly talk. He could hardly walk. He'd lost, his life was in turmoil. He rang me, said, "Cros, I've read your book. I know you've been through this situation. Can you help me?" I said, "Yeah." We spent from November to November, December, and the first part of January getting him ready to hear the information. He started another business in the same industry, and I said, mm-hmm. "Let's not build it into a monster. Let's just build it nice and steady and do everything right." I don't know if you saw my post. Last week, he turned over $200,000.
I did, yeah.
Right? Now, that is from a state of he couldn't talk or walk. So when I was saying to him, relax, he was basically telling me to piss off, because, you know, there ain't no way I can relax because I've lost everything. And but the point is, if you're looking at the loss, you're looking at the wrong way, right? because you've got to be honest with yourself as where you are. And that's what we spent this time of saying, Steve, look what you brought with you. You were running a huge company, but it wasn't structured right. Right? It was causing you aggravation. It was causing you problems, right? So the positive is what we're going to do is we're going to build a new one that's going to work for you in a much better way. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Now, he can't see that at the moment.
No.
Because he just refuses to see it. So we've got to work on the mind accepting the information. And once the mind does, things change. But half of the problem is you must trust the messenger. That makes things happen a little bit quicker. Because if I say to you, look, I've been here before, Gary, it's going to be bumpy, but as long as you trust me and you follow the information, things will change. Mm-hmm. That goes a long way to you relaxing and accepting the information. Now, it's not instant. It's not instant. And even in this thing here, don't think about that I haven't sort of thought about things. My daughter, at the drop of a hat yesterday, decided to go back to Australia. She decided yesterday, she flies out Thursday. Now, I'm in South Africa. So don't think that I don't, but I've got a great ability now with all that I know to be able to box things and put them into order. So it all sort of tends to make sense. And, you know, and there's been times, obviously, I've got investments and things like that. And you look at the stock market, oh, that was handy. Just it lost there and all that. But
yeah,
you've got to actually do it. So it didn't only happen to me.
No.
Right? So you've got to put things into perspective. And as I say, prepare for the worst, but expect the best.
I love it. Now, if people wanted to find more about your journey, I've got it here. It's your book. I've read it a couple of times. Yeah. It is fantastic. It's called Tell Us Another. Where can people get it? Where can people order it?
It's on the website. It's www.croz.uk.com/product/book.
Brilliant.
And that takes you straight there. Or it is on Kindle. And that's it. That's
brilliant.
Where you can find the book. You know, there's, as I say, there's a lot of little bits and pieces in there that, you know, about the journey and little bits of knowledge that I picked up along the way. But I'm telling you, everybody, I'm sitting here now in South Africa in the warm. I played golf yesterday with a young lad and I never thought of Corona. No one's mentioned it. We're out in there in our own element. Nothing changed.
No.
Right? I could have gone out there and we could have spent all day discussing what could go wrong and what could happen and what this, that and the other. And the first thing we noticed about it is we went into a supermarket and the girl on the thing squirted our hands. I said, oh, yeah, that's because of that. So the mind came back to it. Nothing's changed. Listen, accept what you can't change, but change what you can immediately. Right? They all sound so similar. Oh, don't be so irresponsible. Don't do this, don't do that. But it's true. I've been through so many different things in my life and I'm in a position now where I'm very, very fortunate. As I hear something, I've made the decision as to my feelings. Like the most outrageous things can happen, but I've put it into perspective straight away. And I ask myself two questions. Have I done everything I can? Is there anything else I can do? Now, if I've done everything I can, and there's nothing more I can do, if I want to continue worrying about that, then I'm a bit of a fool. You don't worry or even concern yourself with it again until it presents itself as a real problem. But the facts are, and statistics prove, that over 90% of the time it never appears as a real problem, because all it is you trying to work out something that doesn't exist. And in another time and world, you'd have been locked up for doing things like that. Yet we do it on a daily basis.
And that applies to everything from your car breaking down to public speaking to, you know, the corona. You know, it goes from broad to broad to broad. And it goes to most situations as well.
Yeah. And look, your brain is a binary system. okay? And it works no different to the computers that we're on now. Mm-hmm. It shows, it goes from one question to another. Yes, no, yes, no, yes, no, yes, no, until it comes to an answer. And then it pops up. Now, if your computer, if you ask your computer a question, it doesn't know the answer, there's a big sign comes up. Insufficient data. And we don't argue with it. We either reframe the question or we say, oh, that's fair enough. It don't know the answer. And we walk off on our way. But our brain, what do? We put in 80% of the information. Yes, no, yes, no, yes, no. Then there's no further. And we go, maybe. Or what if this happens? Or what if that happens? And that's where our stress comes from. Right? So what? All your stress is based on trying to solve something that doesn't exist. But our brain is in perfect order to solve everything that exists. It may not be the answer that you want, but it will solve it, right? But all the time we're trying to solve stuff that doesn't exist, that's our stress, and that's what's happening at the moment. We're all going, oh, God, it's going to be, I'm going to lose my business, this is going to happen, or that's going to happen, right? We can make the future as dark as we want. By the same token, we can make the future as bright as we want. Look at all the people listening to this who are going to say, do you know what? I spent the last 6 months always meaning to fix that dodgy hinge on that door. I've always spent the time. Now's the perfect opportunity. Use this time to educate yourself. Use this time to do things. You know, study something or repair whatever you've got to do, but just occupy yourself with all the things that you've said, I wish I had time to do that, right? But we're not looking. We're not looking for the good things. We're looking for all the bad things. And as I say, if you go searching for bad news, you can't fail to find it, right? Good news is a lot harder to find. But there's loads of it about, as we said, about all that information. Do you think all the best scientists in the world are sitting on their bum drinking orange juice and having a little chat about the football or the races? No, they're actively sorting this out. And from that list that I read this morning, there's a lot of stuff being sorted out. Okay, this is a great leveler. Everything is a lot of leveling. There's a lot of things happening at the moment that are putting an awful lot of things into perspective. Right now, I understand that people's businesses are going to suffer. But locally, think of the thing. Deliveroo, don't go to a restaurant. Well, order something in from your local restaurant. Give him a little bit of a bit of joy. You can't go here and do that. So get on the internet and buy a bloody token for someone's birthday from a local business or whatever. There's loads of ways. The world's changing. We've never had a situation like this, even in wartime where we've been locked down like this. Right? It's totally new. But we couldn't be better positioned to deal with it. Look what we've got. You and I can talk with each other. If I cough my heart out, I can't affect you.
Exactly.
So the world's changing. The world's changing, and you've got to move with it. You've got to be flexible. Now, changes with regards to mindset, but things will change that you have to use your mindset on, right? So we might have a situation in a week's time where things are totally different. Right? So if things are totally different, then you've got to look at them differently. So be flexible, right? Don't lock yourself into this horrible future that you're imagining. Deal with today. That's all you've got to concern yourself with today. Prepare for the worst, but expect the best. And make sure that you put into your vision hope. All is not lost. Whatever happens to what happened to the bloke next door and the bloke up the road. So everyone's suffering the same. So there's no need for you to persecute yourself because, what's going to happen? And the biggest fear we have is the fear of loss. So there you go.
On that note, I am going to close the show because what a great podcast. Thank you so much for your time today, Cross. If people want to check you out on social media, and you've already mentioned your website, check out Cross's book, Tell Us Another. But how can they find you on social? Where do you hang out?
Well, the main bit I do is Facebook, and that's just Cross Crossley. And if you want a friend me and you just put a message in there, read the podcast, and I think you look nice and I'm going to enjoy your company, I'll friend you.
You've heard it here first, folks. Thank you very much, Cross, for your time. Thank you. And everybody, we'll catch up with Cross again maybe later on in the year or earlier 2021. You take care, Cross. Cheers for that.
Lovely. Cheers, baby.